Welcome to James D. Price Elementary School Podcast with the iTeen Kids. My name is Victoria, and I'm here with Claire, Laswani, and Isaac. Today's podcast will be about how learning information and technology in schools prepares military-connected students to succeed. We are all members of the GenYes iTeen program. This program prepares teams of student technology leaders, or STLs, in grades 3 through 12, to give professional development and IT support to teachers and fellow students. These SDLs participate in real-world experiences that develop the lifelong learning and social skills necessary to succeed in colleges and careers. Today we have with us Mr. Dennis Harper, co-founder of GenYes, the company that provides the curriculum for iTeams. Welcome, Mr. Harper.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the idea for GenYes, and what were you hoping to accomplish with iTeams?
Well, as IT became more and more used in schools, it put more and more burden on teachers to learn new techniques and use them in their lessons. And teachers are already overburdened and overworked. So the question became, how are we going to support teachers in the classroom, because things go wrong in the classroom sometimes, and they need help with thinking smart boards or helping students with tablets and all these sorts of things. And as they're doing all this, it's taking away from their teaching and time and getting to know kids. So the problem was like, well, how can we solve this problem? Well, we have this group of students that are smart and have lots of energy and are young. And so why not prepare them to help their teachers? And teachers can then learn from students, and students can learn from teachers. So that's where we started developing this GenYes concept. And it took us 20 years to work out all the bugs and make mistakes, and finally we came up with a good model, and we have good teachers like yours that prepare students now and doing some great things. So that's why it came across. It was basically a leadership program, and students, out of every 100 people in a school, 92 of them are students, and only 4 of them were teachers. So the students far outnumber the teachers. So why not bring them in to help out and then at the same time learn things themselves?
That's awesome.
How did you think iTeams builds resiliency in military-connected students?
Well, I was myself a military student. I went to 8 different high schools and about 20 schools in K-12.
Wow.
So you learn to sort of be resilient. And I think it's the variety of environments that military students end up in that makes them powerful, because they've seen more things, they've learned, got a chance to learn more technologies because every school is different. So it's sort of an advantage, although there are downsides to moving so much and being a military student, but I think that the people skills that you have to have when you're a military student, because you're always coming into new schools sometimes, so you have to learn how to get along with people real fast and deal with new teachers and new peers, makes you resilient. And there's a lot of good military students or military kids that end up very successful because of that resiliency.
Yeah, you're right.
Does Jenny have...
Oh, go ahead.
One question you didn't ask me there that you had on the thing is, how do we accomplish can, yes. And what are some of the things we're trying to accomplish?
Oh, okay.
But there's five major things. We want to try to get students an IT pathway. So what that means is starting in the third and fourth, fifth grades, students get on a path towards computer science and IT, which stands for information technology, pathway. So they get interested while they're young enough where they can learn the great things you learn on your iTeams. And then when you're in high school, you can take more advanced courses and then get more advanced jobs in the military or other businesses. So that's one that we're thinking we're trying to accomplish. Another thing is digital equity, because so often the IT workforce is predominantly males, men, and only 2 out of 10 IT workers are female, and only 2 out of every 100 IT workers are either African American or Latino. So that's one thing we try to accomplish with iTeams, to get all races and genders equal opportunity to have good paying jobs in the future. And another thing is helping teachers to change the way they teach using new technologies and using things that kids use all the time, because most of the reading that students do is online and their writing is online. So we want to try to get the schools online too. And another issue is leadership development, because as you know, sometimes the ITs refer to as student tech leaders, and the leadership component is very important, because leaders can communicate just like you're doing now. And when you're working with teachers or administrators or your fellow students that aren't in the iTeam, you're learning valuable leadership skills. And this country needs not only computer scientists, but they also need leaders. And that's another thing that iTeam, the key there, the word is team, and getting to work with teams and getting along with each other, because you see so many adults and politicians that are always arguing and fighting and can't get anything done. Whereas with IT training, hopefully we'll get people to work together to accomplish different chores. And the last issue is problem solving. Because as you know, as you go out and teachers have problems, you have to figure out the problems yourself. And teachers don't always have time. So that's why you have to figure out these things, and being able to ask people or look up things online or go to YouTube or all those kinds of skills. So solving problems, because the world continues, obviously, because we're human, to have lots of problems, environmental problems, et cetera. So the problem-solving skills you're learning as an IT member is kind of not only help you, but help the world in general.
That was really helpful information. The kids are very encouraged to hear that. We just have one last question, so this will be pretty interesting.
Does Janius have a podcast?
Next time on James D. Pratt East Elementary School podcast with the iTeam Kids, find out if Janius has their own podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today.